The governor of Nevada signed a $1.25 billion tax deal last night that gives the electric car company Tesla a green light to open a lithium-ion battery factory in Reno. The tax break is 15 times larger than any deal in Nevada history, and it's being applauded by many who say it will greatly boost the state's economy. But some lawmakers are concerned it takes too much money away from education and the state's fledgling film industry. Chris Cerotti is a reporter for KNPR in Las Vegas, and he joins us to tell us more. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And Chris, I understand that the Nevada legislature passed four bills to get this tax break through. So tell us about what this deal looks like.
Well, the deal basically looks like Tesla will get about $1.3 billion in tax credits and tax abatements, and they'll get a discount over several years on energy use. The legislature approved a measure that will enable Tesla to sell its electric cars directly to consumers instead of through a network of franchise dealerships. And it also takes money away from insurance company tax credit and film production tax credits to help pay for the deal. And it also excuses them from property taxes and payroll taxes for up to 10 years.
So pretty generous.
It's very generous.
In terms of the state's return on investment, we know, for example, that it's expected to bring more than 6,500 jobs to Nevada, and that obviously must make the state and businesses happy. But what else is in for it? What else in the state does the state get besides jobs?
Well, the governor, Brian Sandoval, has said that he expects this deal with Tesla to result in about $100 billion in revenue for Nevada over the next 20 years. But going forward now, it would create about 3,000 construction jobs as they move forward here in the next few months on building this factory.
And what do unions think about this?
Well, unions are a little cautious. The AFL-CIO of Nevada has been very, very steadfast in making sure that Tesla follows a specific rule in this massive package of incentives that says 50% of the workers must be Nevada residents. That's 50% of the 6,500 they hire once the factory opens and 50% of the 3,000 construction workers that will be building the plant.
Chris, we mentioned earlier that there is some opposition. There's some concern and fear that the state is sort of subsidizing this company too much with tax breaks. So tell us about those concerns.
The concerns really come from lobbying organizations who say, you know, this is great. We want to welcome them in. But they're really, really concerned that this is too generous of a package. You really haven't seen this with any other company here in Nevada. And so they're expressing concerns that it's going to affect education because we're not going to have enough tax revenue, even though Tesla has made a commitment to give about $35 million over 5 years to the Northern Nevada schools to mitigate any impact from more workers coming into the state. So they're concerned about schools. You mentioned a little bit about the film tax credit, which has people up in arms because they're taking a drastic amount of money, basically $70 million, and leaving the tax credit program with 10 moving forward. And people are concerned about that.
Do they think it's the end of the film industry in the state?
Well, the film industry here is so young that some people do, some people don't. But Democrats especially have said we're going to bring it back up in the legislative session that begins in February because it started at $80 million and now they've left $10
million. So a big decline.
Very big decline.
Chris Cerotti reports for KNPR in Las Vegas. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.